show, and thank you both for coming down.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, what brings you in today? Why did we just play the beginning of Jungle Love by Steve Miller?
Well, the Panadas wanted to bring on an arts education program, and we wanted to kick it off this summer, and we decided to call it It's a Jungle in Here, and we had a couple of features to bring up. And in order to pull this off, we needed to collaborate with our theatrical area, and so Jeannie Hunter is with Growing Dreams Productions, and she is our first collaboration for youth theater at the Panada.
What is Growing Dreams Productions?
Well, Growing Dreams Productions started out, I teach at the high school, and when our program was cut to halftime about 3 years ago, I decided that our area needed far more children's theater than was available. So I got together some people that I had worked with, professionals in the field, friends, and said we need to bring more children's theater to Sandpoint. And we developed Growing Dreams Productions, and we have produced 4 different shows over the last year and a half and have had just a wonderful time. And I was delighted to work with Patricia presenting more through the Panada, so our students and our children in this area will have an opportunity.
What are some of the challenges as well as the joys of working with children?
I would say probably the greatest challenge is just time, because we have to get everybody home on time. You can't keep little 8-year-olds out until 9 o'clock the way you can demand that of a teenager.
Yeah.
And so it's, everybody has school to a certain time and parents have commitments. And so it's just a challenge to get people to where they need to be and to the rehearsals.
So this summer, it's going to be the Jungle Book.
So the first camp was for 9 to 18-year-olds and the Jungle Book.
Okay.
So far, we've not received enough registrations. So if we don't get enough registrations by tomorrow, we're not going to be able to do the Jungle Book. So that information can be found on the Panada's website at www.panada.org, or you can call our offices at 255-7801. We also have flyers out in front of the theater, but we are also offering classes for the younger group, and that happens in July. So that date is July, 20th through the 24th, Lions, Tigers, and Bears, oh my, and it's a twist. It's a twist on the jungle, but it's giving kids courage to do a lot of different things on the stage, because the wonderful thing about arts education and music theater is that it's life skills training for kids. Because I don't know about you, but I didn't waltz out on a stage when I was 8 years old and perform in front of 500 people. Mm-hmm. And I think that type of courage helps them throughout their academic career.
Well, I agree with you 100%.
It also is very important that the children gain control over themselves, their bodies, their voices, their stage presence. So that is definitely a life skill in any kind of a job interview or in class and speech as they go on to college. They need to have the opportunity to know what their body's doing and how they present themselves. And I love working with children. That's my passion. And to watch them grow and to develop, and then all of a sudden, wow, I've done something really remarkable. And
that's going to last them a lifetime.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Perfect. Patricia, let's talk more about registration for the Jungle Book. Let's say I just heard this. What is the time commitment that you're looking at?
So Jungle Book was set to kick off on Monday for 2 weeks from 9:30 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. And that was Monday through Friday. And then the final Friday, July 3rd, was slated to be the final performance on the stage before we have to close for the summer. So that was an evening performance. So the time commitment is daily, Monday through Friday, and then that Friday night, July 3rd.
And what sorts of skills? Will there be singing? Will there be, what are the sort of dancing? What sort of skills should the child or young adult be bringing to the stage?
Absolutely. It's called a triple threat. In our world, in that it involves the choreography, singing, dancing, and acting, but they don't have to bring anything. We're going to take them as they are and help them find the role that fits them best, help them explore how to get into character and give them the skills they need for the stage.
So I'm sorry. So one might be just acting and no singing, or another one might be just dancing and no acting.
Yes, I think that if they just come breathing with their brains and their bodies, then we train. That's what we do. We don't expect any of our children to come with any skills that have been developed in any way. That's why we are here. We train. And we help the kids develop wherever they're starting to grow further from their beginning point.
And how many children actors are you looking for?
Minimum of 20, just to fill all the roles. There's a lot of animals in the Jungle Book, so that's our minimum count. We were hoping for 30, but...
I think part of it had to do with the word just didn't get out quickly enough at the end of school. There's a lot of interest, and I just don't know that people know about it.
And this is a busy time of year. I mean, you know, the end of the school year, the start of the summer. Registration ends tomorrow.
Yep.
And there is the website, and the URL is?
www.panada.org. And, you know, if they can't catch this one, catch that, Lions, Tigers, and Bears in July.
Okay, one more time. That is, but that's for a younger group of
children,
isn't it?
That's for the younger group. And then our final one will be, we've partnered with Laboratory Theaters for an improv workshop, and that is July 9th from 1 to 3 for ages 6 to 12. In August, that one's August.
Okay, so it's throughout the summer that there is something. How about a phone number? Is there a phone number that one can call?
255-7801.
Okay. This is Jim Healy and Jack Peterson extending the Care of Why Morning Show, and we're here with Jeannie Hunter, Sandpoint High School teacher and director of
Growing Dreams.
Growing Dreams Productions, and Patricia Walker-Wright, executive director over at the Panada and producer.
So if you guys, if you do make your quota of actors, this is Disney's Jungle Book or a different one? So this is the Bear Necessities and, that's
absolutely
great music in that
great
one.
Music.
One of the better musical.
And it's a kid's version.
Yeah.
Which is shorter, and the vocals have been changed to be more accessible to younger voices. Mm-hmm. So it's really cute, and it's very well put together. And of course, if it's Disney, you know, you're going to get a nice package.
Yeah.
And it's nice, and it's a lot of group songs. So kids can start off easy if they're a little afraid to sing by themselves.
As I know I was at the...
Going back to what you said earlier, I think that the not only the vocal skills and the acting skills, but just simply the ability to be composed in front of a group of people.
Absolutely.
What that does for the... I never was exposed to that, and it took a long time before I felt comfortable in a speaking situation in front of an audience. And I think for a child to pick up some skills like that, possibly you can address this, Jeannie, about the importance of this.
I have seen this repeatedly. I've been teaching at Sandpoint High School for 12 years in the theater department. And I have watched students who have been so afraid they haven't been able to even say their own name on stage. I had one young woman who got on stage and, well, the first two times she wouldn't even go up. Finally, I said to her, "What's going on?" She said, "I'm so scared." And I said, "I'll tell you what, just go up there and just say your name." And then the next time she went up, she said her name and the title. And then the next time she got up, she said her name, the title, the author, and started her piece. And then the following time, she was able to do her entire presentation. She was with me for 4 years. And during her graduation, she said, "I am not the best actor. I never will be. But I can stand in front of a group of people and not die." She said, "That's the greatest gift you could have given me."
There's also some other skills that people don't think about. And one of them is, you know, kids spend an awful lot of time looking down at a cell phone these days. And you can't communicate that way. So they learn how to read each other's social cues on the stage, because you have to be in tune with your fellow actor. You have to be paying attention. And you have to learn how to fit in with a group. So there's a lot of skills that kind of come with being in a musical that people don't know exists.
And also there's the joy of being in the Panada. I mean, so oftentimes we sit on the in the audience there, but when it's dark after I like to walk up on the stage and look out and I go, wow, mean, this is so much fun. And then I'll quote a little bit of Shakespeare to nobody out there, and then I'll receive the applause and walk down.
You know, now that I know that you have this skill, Tim,
you know,
there's a pre-show to every movie, I'm thinking.
You're a closet performer, huh?
No. But I just think that, wow, what an opportunity that you are presenting to members of the community, especially children's theater. I mean, I just think it's two thumbs up. Now, the age range, one more time, for the Jungle Book.
The Jungle Book is 9 to 18, just because they have to be there.
Okay.
And involved. I mean, you have to hit the ground running every morning and stay engaged for a certain amount of time. And so that's why the age range is 9 to 18 on this one.
We only have 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And do we bring a lunch?
Every day.
Every day.
And so, treats for the directors. No, I'm just kidding on that one.
So if you are at all interested, or if you have a young adult or a child who might be interested in something like this, by all means, go to the website at
www.panada.org.
And I think this is a great opportunity. And then for the younger set, what's the age range for the July Lions, Tigers, Cubs, and all other good things?
5 to 8.
Wow.
Yes. And that will be in the little theater, because the
Panada will be.
Yeah, the big theater will be closed by then. But, you know, the Panada has not had enough theater on that stage since I got here. So this is just the first step to getting more theater going back again at the Panada. I'd love to see kids and adults on that stage doing what you're doing, only with a whole audience.
Mm-hmm. And we've been very blessed with the rebirth of theater in Sandpoint. And we've seen a lot happening in this area. And to get it back on the Panada stage would be really delightful, I think, for the entire community.
I can't help but think, but dealing with 5 to 8 years old, that's like herding cats.
Yes,
just a bit.
And keeping focused and an attention span. But wow, what fun that is, I imagine. And then the August is, what's in August?
An improv workshop for ages 6 to 12.
Okay, excellent. Let's go off the topic a little bit, Patricia, and then we'll come back to and run through one more time. Talk about the Panada Theater closing down, and the reason why, and for how long, because some people in the community might not be aware that this is occurring.
Yeah, absolutely. So in the ongoing restoration project for the theater, one of the goals has always been to replace the ceiling. A couple people, not in my regime, but a couple people have told me how they sat there and had some sprinkles of, you know, plaster come down at times. And given that we just had an earthquake, it kind of even brought it more to light that we need to get that original 1927 ceiling repaired. But given that it's a historical building, and given that we're committed to keeping it as historical, we have brought in a plaster expert. He did a huge project for the Capitol in Boise, and he's going to come in and take down the original ceiling and replace it with new plaster, only to historical standards, so it will match what is there.
Wow.
And then it will be painted to match what is there, so pristine that we're all excited for. The hard part is that the Panada has to go without income and be dark for the entire month of July and August, because it requires dance floor scaffolding throughout the entire theater.
Wow, what a task that
so,
is.
So, yeah, it's going to be huge, but we're hoping...
But it needs to be done.
Yeah, it needs to be done. And July and August, actually, in the Panada, is the least amount of impact, because there's so much going on in Sandpoint at that time.
People want to be outdoors.
They do. Mm-hmm. So it's helpful to do it during that time. Mm-hmm. Kind of a bit of a hardship. You know, we do our best to survive, and so going 2 months without income is going to be a little bit hard on the Panada, but it needs to happen for the future.
Absolutely. You have to take a break. Give the theater break a chance for it to rest so it can come
absolutely.
Light again.
And then we'll have a little sneak peek preview when we're done.
Excellent. Excellent. Cool. We're here on 88.5 KRFY with Jeannie Hunter and Patricia Walker-White. Let's run through one more time. The important thing is registration closes tomorrow for...
The Jungle Book Kids runs June 22nd through July 3rd. With a daily camp that runs from 9:30 to 3, and then a performance on July 3rd in the evening at 7 p.m. And then the second camp is Lions, Tigers, and Bears on stage July 20th through the 24th from 9:30 in the morning till noon on that one, ages 5 to 8. And then one last improv workshop in August on the 9th from 1 to 3 with American Theater Labs, Jesus Quintero, and that is ages 6 to 12.
This all takes place in the Panada Playhouse? Then?
So the Panada, the Jungle Book will take place in the main theater, and in the little theater will be the final two camps.
Okay. Is that what the Panada Playhouse is?
No, the Panada Playhouse is actually the series of bringing live theater. So
that's
where the Panada Playhouse comes in. We're doing a show with Ron Ragone in July, and that is a Panada Playhouse where we're collaborating with community theater groups to help them get back up on the stage of the Panada.
Perfect.
And that one will be in the little theater. It's actually a one-woman show, though, so it's quite perfect. I mean, that little theater is the most wonderful little black box theater, so it needs to be alive with music and theater.
And if you're not familiar with the little theater, it is behind POAC, which is just north of the Panada Theater. You go in that side doorway and just shoot straight onto the back. You're absolutely correct. It's a great venue.
And you know, you can get a little sneak preview during the art walk because we have art back there.
That's
the
right. That's right. Absolutely. Anything in closing, Jeannie, you want to say?
We are just thrilled to be able to bring more theater to Sandpoint, especially for the young people. That seems to have been a real missing link in our theatrical offerings in this area. So I'm excited to be a part of this. I'm excited to work with Patricia and the Panada. And I know that Growing Dreams is here for a long time, and it's exciting to be able to work with another group.
Yeah, and this is not our last collaboration. We'll be doing some more things to get these kids in the theater.
So if you're at all interested in the community, either yourself or for your children, go to
www.panada.org or call 255-7801.
Please do, or give us a call here at the radio station, and we will pass on the information to you. Patricia, Jeannie, thank you so much, and I hope you get the numbers, because Jungle Book by Disney's Jungle Book is great fun, and I think it's always fun to have young adults and children on stage.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, and now we're going to play. Is it queued up, Jack?
It is.
Okay.
We're ready to go.
In theme of Jungle Book, which is sort of, you know, we do sort of things like in the airwaves, Jungle Love by Steve Miller Band. He was at the festival at Sandpoint either last year or two years ago. 2 years ago was Steve Miller.
Is that right?
Yeah, last year was Huey Lewis in the News.
Last year was Huey Lewis,
right. In the News, I think. Yeah, so here's Jungle Love. Thank you so much for coming in, Jeannie and Pat.
Thank you.